Red Eye is 3 hours of alternative politics and culture, broadcast live from 9 until noon every Saturday morning on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM in Vancouver, Canada. Here's Leela Chinia.
We hear of the suffering of the Palestinians, the resistance of the Palestinians, but what of the creativity of the Palestinians? In the studio with me is Rashid Masharawi, and he's a Palestinian filmmaker who last night premiered his latest film, Live from Palestine. It's a documentary about a radio station in the West Bank operating under current conditions of the Israeli occupation. Rashid is the director of the Cinema Production Center in the city of Ramallah, Palestine. Good morning, Rashid.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming down to the studio.
Now,
you began your creative work as a painter and a sculptor, from what I hear. And why did you turn to the cinema?
I don't know. I was trying in Gaza. I born in Gaza in the Shati refugee camp. And I try different ways to communicate with the people and with different way of the art itself. And I thought if I will make the first short film for myself for 4 minutes, just experimental, like a painting, and so on.
Now, how did you learn your cinematography skills?
I start from the beginning, to start to make films, and without knowing that I will be a film director and I will make feature films and documentaries, and I have more than 15 films until now. But until now, it's trying to do art, trying to, through the camera or through the filming, just to deal with light and color and architecture and framing and things like that.
And you never actually got trained as a filmmaker?
No, but let's say the last 4 or 5 films, I was working with different crews. We mixed Palestinian with France people, Palestinian with Dutch, with German sometimes. We exchanged people in the sound and light and cameras. I was in many discussing and festivals and critics about films. I'm busy with making films the last 18 years.
Mm. So you were saying, like, art is art. How do you kind of weave that artistic imagination that you have with the daily Palestinian reality?
First, I believe, being a Palestinian under the Israeli occupation and with all this life and all this war, let's say, it will not give you or makes you making good films. Because politics is politics, art is different things. But maybe if you try to make a good film as a cinema, maybe this can help you as a Palestinian or help the Palestinian situation. So what I'm trying to do is not to take the cinema and to make out of it a Palestinian situation. I'm trying to take the Palestinian situation and to make cinema out of it. This is the difference. First, films should be a film before any occupation or any area or anything. But because, as you know and everybody know, our daily life there, when we try to make cinema and deal with ourselves and our area, this is the story what we got, what we have.
Now, I understand you're the director of the Palestinian Production Center, which was, I guess, started in 1995. What does it aim to accomplish, this center?
The Cinema Production Center, I started in 1995 in Ramallah. I thought to establish something to try to help the cinema movement in Palestine, to try to create a situation that people watch films and make films in Palestine, because we don't have any production companies who deal with cinema in Palestine, and also we don't have cinemas, places that you can go and buy a ticket and watch films. It's everything closed before the first intifada. So, and we focus in the cinema production center in two things, making films and showing films. So making films, we produce films also for me and also for other Palestinian directors, and we make training for the Palestinian directors for the first film. Also, we try to help the Palestinian directors for the first film. And we made training for in different places in Palestine, in Gaza, in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem, in Nablus, in Jenin, just to train people how to do films. We have our own equipment, cameras and editing and trainers. And each film is a workshop. Each film, even feature film, short film, it's training. And even in this film, Live from Palestine, I have a French cameraman with two Palestinian assistants, and with the sound and light and other things. And we have in the Cinema Production Center other two projects to show films. We have a mobile cinema that we are showing films in schools, in villages, in refugee camps, in culture centers. And once a year we have a film festival for kids. And this year the film festival starts yesterday. The opening was yesterday. And this film festival in four different cities. This year we have in Gaza and in Jenin and Nablus and in place near Ramallah called Bitunia. And the last year the audience were between 60 and 80,000 kids were watching this festival in this four different places. In the end, it means we're trying to keep the cinema running in Palestine by making films and showing films.
And is it mainly, I guess, youth that the center focuses on?
Yes, mainly youth, because we believe in this generation they should start to have this connection, this relation with the cinema, and we try to keep the habit. I mean, to go to the cinema. There is no cinemas, but we try to put a big number of people in one place, dark, and big screen, and to show films with good picture and good sound, and to give this cinema feeling, cinema atmosphere.
Why? I'm just wondering why it's so important, the film medium, in a place where you're saying, you know, there isn't a lot of access to the cinemas. There aren't the cinemas. Why is it so important to use film as a medium?
You know, the films, you have many different medias and many different art into the film itself. So it can give possibility for many different artists to work in the film itself. And also through art and through cinema, you can exchange cultures in different places with the world now, because in this time the media and the picture, the image, it's very, very important. Through this you can really build your own mind or your own opinion. And also through art, it's good to make dialogue, and it's good to focus on things, it's good to show problems and to try to open different subjects through art, through music, through painting, through writing. But again, I mean, films should be first films and then politics.
Mm. Now, in Vancouver last night, you premiered your latest film, which is called Live from Palestine, and I guess it's going to be broadcast on French and German television to quite large audiences there later on. That's quite an honor for us to see it first. I'm wondering if you can tell us about the radio station that was featured in the film and what you wanted to communicate to an audience outside of Palestine.
Mm-hmm. You know, I am dealing with the area and with the Palestinian situation last 15 years, maybe through big number of films. But I'm trying all the time to show a new film and a new cinema and to talk about a new subject from a new angle, to look at things. And in this intifada, last war with Israel, I made three documentaries. Last one is Life from Palestine, the one that has been shown here yesterday. So I thought it will be more interesting to show the area, the society again, the political situation also, through media, through a Palestinian radio station, and I choose an official radio station which is related to the Palestinian Authority. This is the first time a film has been made about a society related to the Palestinian Authority. This is the first time, which is this film. I believe media, it's very important in our life now. Many of the wars in the world, sometimes you can imagine that it's happened more in the media than in reality. Mm. And because we don't have really professional people who make media in Palestine, we don't have this big budget to produce media or to deal with media. We don't, technically, also we don't have the right technical things also to make this media. And we are in a big need of communication of the world. And I thought to try once again to show things from a Palestinian point of view, because I believe it's not fair if we cannot make it strongly in the media. It means we are going to lose our situation there, because somehow it seems to be like you should win outside of Palestine in the media to make yourself winner in Palestine. And it's very difficult for the Palestinian to make it. Israel established as a state last 53 years, and they have embassies everywhere in the world, and they have cultural attaché and media advisors and money, and they have different Israeli and Jewish communities everywhere in the world. And the Palestinians, because they did not have all this ground, it means maybe they are going to lose the fight with Israel, because everything turned to be media. So I'm trying through small nuances in the film to explain a little bit that people who work in the radio, they are Palestinians, like their neighbors, and they live their life like other people, exactly, and they are under the occupation. They cannot move from one area to other area, even if they are a Palestinian journalist or reporters or a head of the radio or anything. And they do their best just to keep the subject going on and to keep these connections with the people, at least inside Palestine, to communicate and to tell different programs and news and things like that. But again, I mean, I try in the film itself to show you the Palestinian people not only as people who have the right and who have this intifada and who have this fight with Israel. I mean, you have a society who have their history and their relations, their mentality, their culture, their music, art, dreams, life. It's a real community.
Yeah. Well, I know you're working hard to really develop and enrich the cinema as a really kind of living part of Palestinian culture. I'm wondering what can be done to make the world outside Palestine accept Palestinian cinema, not just as sort of an exotic experience, but really as kind of this part of world culture.
Yeah, it's very difficult because our films are in a number. They are not so big numbers to make the Palestinian cinema as something that people will use to it. Go to see it in the cinemas, or you can see Palestinian films in different televisions in the world. It's not possible because we are producing very little films, and also we are dealing with our daily life through those small films. But I think it's very important that this small number of Palestinian films it's very important to be shown in different televisions and cinemas and culture centers and everywhere, because I have the feeling always that we have this misunderstanding with the world, because they focus only about the action or for the political aspect, because of what they see every day or every night in the news. So I don't want to have this solidarity only because of we are poor Palestinians or we are victims. No, I prefer that people know the story, understand the history, learn this society or who is the Palestinian people, and then they will judge for themselves if they like it or want to support it or not. It's the same, and I don't mind then. But I don't want somebody supporting us because we are Palestinians or against us because we are Palestinians. No. Because if he like us because we are Palestinians, and one day he can change his mind, or the other way around. But if you understand who is the Palestinians and what's happened there, and you mix yourself with what's happened, so it will be different. So I think they should see all the picture, not only the news part. And the films show more details, goes more deep into the society, open different subjects. It gives you more than, it's always behind the news or something like that.
Well, Rashid, thank you so much for coming down to the studio today and to share your thoughts with us. And thanks for coming to Vancouver and sharing your work with us.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
I've been speaking with Rashid Masharawi, and he's a Palestinian filmmaker. His latest film, called Live from Palestine, was premiered yesterday night as part of the Palestinian Film Festival.
You've been listening to a program produced by Red Eye, an alternative media collective which broadcasts every Saturday morning from 9 until noon on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM, in Vancouver, Canada.